London. And next, though, we turn to a story whose impact can still be felt around the world today. On the 21st of December, 1988, Pan Am Flight 103 departed for JFK Airport from London's Heathrow.
During the flight, a bomb was detonated on board, killing all 243 passengers and 16 crew members, while the debris from the plane killed 11 people on the ground in the Scottish town of Lockerbie. This Saturday will be the 25th anniversary of the attack, for which Libyan citizen Abdelbaset al-Megrahi was found guilty by the Scottish courts.
Well, in just a moment, we'll look at the trial of al-Megrahi, but first, our transport editor, Tristan McAllister, told me how the attack has changed aviation forever. Tristan, it's nearly been a quarter of a century since the Lockerbie incident. A radical change in those 25 years, hasn't it, when it comes to aviation security?
Massive changes, and I don't know that we can necessarily attribute it to specifically to Lockerbie, but I think you can say that there's sort of a lineage of events. Of course, 9/11 is part of that, but it's interesting looking at these photos 25 years later and seeing this plane sitting, all the debris sitting on the ground, thinking that the plane literally just exploded in flight because a bomb was placed in the cargo hold. The idea of that happening today is very far-fetched. Security has changed radically since then, and still we're having discussions about this. Still we're having, you know, the fallout from something like this is so massive. Again, 25 years later, still conspiracy theories arising, still so much that seems sort of unknown, but we have come very far, and some people say too far, in terms of security.
Many people would wonder, you know, thinking back 25 years ago, how that could even happened in the first place? How was it that, you know, the bags weren't properly screened?
It seemed to me, and I think I can recall, at least from personal experience, that, you know, we used to be able to walk to the gates. We used to be able to see our family, see our friends off, you know. And of course, I remember during, especially in the United States, during the first Gulf War, that all changed. All of a sudden, there was more security at airports. All of a sudden, you couldn't get so far into the terminal if you weren't traveling. I think what you've seen is a mixture of technology, but also vigilance has made it so they can screen for these sorts of things. What's interesting, of course, with Pan Am 103 was that there was that sort of crazy threat up front that a flight potentially from Germany to the United States was going to be bombed. That didn't end up happening. And of course, you know, threats are very common nowadays. You see them all the time. They shut airports down. I think what this has done, or what incidents like Pan Am 103, what incidents like 9/11 have done, is they've made it so we take every little thing very seriously.
Segment 1.
And next, though, we turn to a story whose impact can still be felt around the world today. On the 21st of December, 1988, Pan Am Flight 103 departed for JFK Airport from London's Heathrow.
During the flight, a bomb was detonated on board, killing all 243 passengers and 16 crew members, while the debris from the plane killed 11 people on the ground in the Scottish town of Lockerbie. This Saturday will be the 25th anniversary of the attack, for which Libyan citizen Abdelbaset al-Megrahi was found guilty by the Scottish courts.
Well, in just a moment, we'll look at the trial of al-Megrahi, but first, our transport editor, Tristan McAllister, told me how the attack has changed aviation forever.
Segment 2.
Tristan, it's nearly been a quarter of a century since the Lockerbie incident. A radical change in those 25 years, hasn't it, when it comes to aviation security?
Massive changes, and I don't know that we can necessarily attribute it to specifically to Lockerbie, but I think you can say that there's sort of a lineage of events. Of course, 9/11 is part of that, but it's interesting looking at these photos 25 years later and seeing this plane sitting, all the debris sitting on the ground, thinking that the plane literally just exploded in flight because a bomb was placed in the cargo hold. The idea of that happening today is very far-fetched.
Segment 3.
Security has changed radically since then, and still we're having discussions about this. Still we're having, you know, the fallout from something like this is so massive. Again, 25 years later, still conspiracy theories arising, still so much that seems sort of unknown, but we have come very far, and some people say too far, in terms of security.
Many people would wonder, you know, thinking back 25 years ago, how that could even happened in the first place. How was it that, you know, the bags weren't properly screened?
It seemed to me, and I think I can recall, at least from personal experience, that, you know, we used to be able to walk to the gates. We used to be able to see our family, see our friends off, you know. And of course, I remember during, especially in the United States, during the first Gulf War, that all changed.
Segment 4.
All of a sudden, there was more security at airports. All of a sudden, you couldn't get so far into the terminal if you weren't traveling. I think what you've seen is a mixture of technology, but also vigilance has made it so they can screen for these sorts of things. What's interesting, of course, with Pan Am 103 was that there was that sort of crazy threat up front that a flight potentially from Germany to the United States was going to be bombed. That didn't end up happening. And of course, you know, threats are very common nowadays. You see them all the time. They shut airports down. I think what this has done, or what incidents like Pan Am 103, what incidents like 9/11 have done, is they've made it so we take every little thing very seriously.